1300. I'm on Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thank you so much for Dennis Dillon. Why are you here? Why are you here? Like on my show?
I walked in at the exact time I wanted to, right as you went live.
Well, why would you do such a thing and ruin my show?
Because I like ruining your show, and I'm not on the air yet.
Well, your mere presence of life, you breathing, ruins my show. Why are you here? Are you coming on the air today anyway?
I will be on the Classic Rock 92.1. Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you here on Classic Rock? What are you doing here today? You're just like spinning records.
I thought there was going to be some kind of like challenge between you and I in drinking beer.
Beer.
The Burl Brew?
I mean, oh, yeah, the Burl Brew. That's where we're at today.
Isn't that why we're here?
That's why we're here at the Burl Brew.
Toe for toe?
We are here at the Burl Brew live on ESPN Radio. We will be on Classic Rock 92.1 this afternoon from 3 to 6, live here on Manchester Street. I'm surprised you do you know how to work like the little app on the phone that helps you get directions? Do you know how to do that, Dillon?
I'm not even going to qualify that with an answer.
People drinking. Everybody having a good time. We're getting ready to watch some Missouri Valley Conference basketball. Me and Jimmy and Fly KP very, very financially interested in those games, if you know what we're talking about. But it's very underwhelming. If you're a loyal listener to this show, you know exactly what we're talking about. Kitchen's already open here. They're already drinking. They're already trying to pick some winners. People on their phones. Come on down here to the Burl Brew.
Is beautiful.
It's a great spot.
This is
spacious.
Awesome.
You got a lot of room. A lot of people already here. A lot of people getting some lunch and having a couple of pops here this afternoon. We're definitely having some fun down here at the Burl Brew here on Manchester Street. Kitchen opens at 11 o'clock. I should have been here earlier to get a little bit earlier lunch.
You know, Brad, I know my show just started here on ESPN 1300, but I'm already starting to get dry mouth.
How did this become your show?
Thank you for joining me on my show today,
Good
Brad.
God. Did I lose a bet to you or something?
Speaking of underwhelming, thus far, you're...
I've been taking a little bit out of the accommodations. Are a little bit, my poor legs are having some issues this afternoon. That's neither here nor there. How you been doing, Dennis?
Can we get people to come out and sign your broken foot?
I'm still wearing my boots because we got to get ready for the desert. Oh, did I mention we're going to the desert March 27th?
It's not as cool as this place.
Well, maybe not today, but Stadium Swim out at Circa. Oh, yeah, that's a place to be. You're ineligible to win, thank God. So you cannot win this vacation.
Wouldn't you just die?
I would.
If I just showed up at the airport. Hey, Brad, what's going on?
What are you here for?
I got the fast pass.
I won the contest. That wouldn't have been rigged at all. It's bad enough you try to cheat everything else in your life. Yeah, now you try to cheat at this too.
Hey, it's a little early in the show for low blows.
We're a cheap shot artist on this show, as you well know. And make sure to sign up at WLXG.com for our trip to the desert. Hmm. For a free trip, you get to go out.
And do they go there with you?
No, they don't go with me.
They have to hang out with you?
They don't have to. They can during the show. We're going to do 4 live shows from from Vegas to Lexington, the 28th through the 31st.
Yo, just before you sign up, just make sure you read the fine print. I don't trust this guy I'm looking at right now.
How dare you?
Yeah,
just because we conned everybody at LM Communications to send this out there doesn't mean that we're up to no good.
You might be sleeping on the floor in his room.
No. Nobody's staying with me. But that's another story for another day.
Oh, yeah, sure it is. Yeah, I know where you're going with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all right. Miss Judy will be able to hear me every day live on the radio, so that's why she's okay with me leaving to the desert. Yes.
I thought you were talking about making some phone calls once you got out there with those guys. They hand out those little coupons.
As you walk down the street.
Yeah,
you ever
notice
when you take one, everybody gives you one, and they're walking down. So don't take the first one. They peg you as a square.
Huh.
Dead air, dead as still.
Square.
Yeah, you're a square, believe me. But that's all right. Me and Jimmy, we're sharps today. We're playing the best system in all of college basketball. Missouri Valley Conference unders. Are you on board?
You're taking the under?
Every single game they tee up in St. Louis Arch Madness.
I think I'll take the over in every single game they tee up in March Madness.
Oh, really?
I'm just going
to. Jimmy, would you like to chime in on this one?
If you did, you would have gone 1-for-4 yesterday. Under was 3-for-4 in Missouri Valley. And the only reason the fourth didn't hit is because it took double overtime.
And over the years, we've done very well at that too, 64%.
Yeah.
In the last 20 years.
You think you're going to scare me off of this so I can follow you like a little lemming?
Well, all I'll do is I'll take your action. I'll be Mr. FanDuel. I'll be Mr. DraftKings. I will be that
Is
guy.
That right? You'll be
I'll
the
take
guy.
Your action. I'll be the house. I will take your action.
Get ready for a lot of singles.
Yeah, I've heard that about you. Believe me. Making it rain. Dennis Dillon down here at the Burrow Brew, as only he can. We got business to take care of today. We're squashing the headline. By the way, sign up at Circa to get our free trip to Vegas. We'll have more on that. Dylan Godet is coming on the show later this
season. Is he coming in here?
No, he wanted to, but he couldn't. We invited him down, but he was unable. But he will be on the phone in a few minutes for his red-hot NASCAR picks. He's on fire with these NASCAR picks, especially the ones I like to play the most, the matchups, where it's just one guy versus another guy driving. The top fives are tough, top tens, overall winner. But have the one-versus-one matchup, that's a little better monetarily, kind of a one-on-one matchup. Do you ever partake in NASCAR gambling, Dennis?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, do I ever partake in the Burrow Brew? I was going to answer by yes.
This is going to be a great place to watch races, too.
Yeah, it really will be. Yeah. I'm telling you, I love this place. Oh, I just walked in. I'm going to play some pool with Colm. Colm and I are going to play some pool.
Do we have odds on that one? I will take Colm minus 1.5 balls in the 8-ball game. So
okay.
There you go.
All right.
I'll take Colm. Colley's already pulled a Temple. He's already shaving points. Temple, if you haven't heard, they're shaving points in college basketball, in case you haven't noticed last night. So, so you have any thoughts on March Madness at all, Dinner? Do you watch any college basketball?
Yeah, this time of year.
This time of year.
Yeah, March Madness. I'll watch
So if I told you Tennessee and Kentucky tomorrow, and Kentucky's an 8.5-point underdog in this game. Oh, I can't say that, can I? You're taking Kentucky the points, right?
I think you're leading me to take Tennessee.
Leading you to – would I ever lead you to take
Tennessee? Will this be Tennessee's senior night, senior afternoon?
Of course it would, yes.
Yeah, so there you go.
So even though this line has gone from 9.5 Tennessee now to 8.5, you're on
I don't know. I haven't even looked at that. I don't even
then
know.
Then why do you call yourself an expert? Why did you come in here and ramsack my show?
I'm an expert.
Ruining it yet again.
I'm an expert on draft beer. That's
you are?
I'm an expert on craft beer and draft beer.
Then while you're up, you look very.
You want me to get you one?
You look very sensuous today.
Do I?
Since you was up, why don't you go get me a beer? Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. He's here all week. I'll be at Chortle's Comedy Club on the 15th. So yeah, while you're up, you look very sensuous today. So since you was up, feel free to get me a drink at the bar.
I will. You got it, man. I'll be right back.
Anything I could do to get you off the show.
Can people bring – I see a drink laid out for the dogs there. There's a big bowl of water. Can people bring their dogs in here?
That is a good question.
That was actually for me. But that's what I get here.
I wondered why you were wearing the collar.
Yeah.
I thought maybe that was just something you forgot to take off this morning before you came
into
work.
Have you been playing those hockey parlays again? And that's why you're in the doghouse.
Well, it's because I always take the dogs.
Exactly. So. See, there you go. A man after. See, and that's what I was trying to tell Cutler and those guys earlier. When you gamble together, that's a bond. That's something you can't, you can't lose. You and I have gambled together a few times, taken the same team, gone against each other a few times.
Yeah,
but
how
it's
about
not
Super
the same.
Bowl? Did we go against each other on
the
Super Bowl?
Yeah, we did, and you got lucky. But that's not the point here. The point is, I was with Jimmy on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I had no handicapping knowledge whatsoever, other than literally just going against the public, as our good friend Collie has given us a beverage.
Oh.
So we're very it's a Burrow Brew beverage, so we're very thankful for the good people here at Burrow Brew.
It must be the weekend.
It must be the weekend. That's why we got plenty of college basketball coming up tomorrow. If I told you, Jimmy, that Tennessee is an 8.5-point favorite over Kentucky, what would you think about that game?
Initially, I would think to take Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Just because that is a lot of points in conference, and I feel like I don't know. That's just my initial gut instinct would say definitely not. I would not take Tennessee. If I were to take the game, I would say Kentucky.
See?
If I were to take it.
See, unlike you, Dead Air Dennis, Jimmy has actual things to back up what he's saying.
Yeah.
When unlike you, who says, "Well, I like the cut of their jib," or something like that. They have the will to win.
Yeah.
Is it senior day? Stuff like that. We have stuff that we go by. Are you okay?
I know this is asking a lot, but could you look that way and for the first time this month smile? And
why am I smiling?
You're getting your picture taken.
Well, I'm getting my picture taken because I'm sitting in a chair I probably shouldn't be sitting in.
I want to give a big shout out to Cannon and Will, the guys behind the Burl.
Picture, say smile.
And behind the Burl Brew. And this is delicious.
Scrump-dilicious. Absolutely. Boy, they've got a customer here. I can see you taking me here for lunch several days, Friday afternoons here.
That's right.
Dinner, Dennis, because we, as we all know, what little Ma and Pa award did you win this week?
What did I win?
Some Ma and Pa award that three people voted on and you rigged it. Or what did you win this week?
Listen, don't be that guy. It's okay.
What guy?
It's okay that I won the Lexington Music Awards DJ of the Year for the fourth time out of the 10 years they've been doing. It's okay.
Who else was nominated?
Just take a deep breath.
Was the beer man nominated?
No, of course
not. Why
not? Look at him.
He's better than you, though.
Just look at him.
It doesn't matter what you look like. It's the radio. Why do you think I'm good on the radio?
It's the Burl Brew, right?
It is the Burl Brew.
And
that's
why you
should be honest.
And his name is Beer Man, right?
Yeah.
And is he here?
No.
Even I excel at even drinking beer over Beer Man.
Wow, that's saying something.
Wow.
What a class act. I'm sure your family is so proud. Hey, my husband, Dennis, he drinks at the Burl Brew with the best of it. Boy, that's something to put on the resume.
What are you trying to say, Brad?
I'm trying to say that you need to expand your horizons a little bit in life. Mm. You need to do something with your life. Mm. You need to pick some winners in college basketball.
Is that what's going to make me a winner?
Absolutely. You can do all this. You can win all these awards you can. Can you hit 53% for a college basketball season?
I've been a winner three times already since I've walked in this place. And about for the fourth time as I take my fourth
sip. I've been a loser as soon as you put on those headphones. I can promise you that right there. As Jimmy Phillips puts on a big laughter, knowing that I have won yet again another battle of the witless between Dead Air Dennis and myself.
Now, you got that right. The battle of the witless is correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's good to be self-aware in life. And I think the three of us at this table. I think Jimmy's a little above us, though. Jimmy rises above us.
Well, you notice he's kind of laying back
now.
Yeah, he's not willing to engage.
He's not getting down in the mud slinging like we are doing here.
I'm keeping score. I don't want to be too involved.
Burl
Brew. Yeah.
Yeah. You look very sensuous yourself. Since you was up, why don't you go to this another brew? I'm the kind of guy who gets one joke, and I'll just pound it into the
ground. And you just wear it out.
Because I got nothing else, man. I got very little else in life. So, since you've interrupted the whole first segment of the show, Dylan Godet is going to come up next segment and give us our NASCAR. You want to sit in with Dylan Godet?
I just want to say hi to him.
I'm
a big fan of his. Well, Channel 36 was out here, I think it was 2 days ago.
Oh, they were?
They were out here doing a live shot, yeah.
Dylan Godet was out here?
Dylan was not here, no. It was, I forget which
one. I've heard that, you know, he's not very trustworthy at bars, so we have to watch his behavior.
He's been thrown out of a few.
Yeah, he's got a history, mugshots on the internet, all this kind of stuff.
Ooh.
But I'm kidding.
Allegedly.
I'm kidding.
But allegedly.
Anyway, I am making that up, folks. I'm totally making that up. Dylan Godet is a
that's
very...
not to say that it's not true.
No, it's you're not true.
You're making it up, but it could be true.
No, it's not true. He's a good kid. His mom's a school teacher, just like my mom was a school teacher. So, of course, he's a good kid.
I wish I could get you to talk about me the way you talk about Dylan Godet. You know, I mean,
he gives me winners. You don't give me squat. There's a difference.
I gave you the Super Bowl winner. What else do you want?
Yeah, but that's one out of one. Can you give me long-term winners? Anybody can find a nut in the – even a blind squirrel finds a nut in the woods every once in a while. Can you give me winners every single day?
Speaking of woods, Sean Woods handed me his headphones. I am wearing legendary headphones right now.
That's all right. Alan Cutler has worn these headphones.
Pretty good.
That's a good segue, wasn't it?
Was.
That's all right. Sean C. has probably worn these headphones. So.
How many points did I get with that one, Jimmy?
3.5.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. What's the score?
Brad, 7. Dennis, 3.5.
And I have covered the point spread in the desert for this one, ladies and gentlemen. Are we getting any handicapping going on? We're going to take a timeout. We're going to go to commercial. We are going to call Dylan Godet, and I'm going to try to sit down, and I'm going to try to settle these crazy people around right here.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to go get the bouncer. I'm out of here, guys. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
Hello, security. Yeah, the weasel that over there that we call Dylan. And the tall guy drinking out of the dog bowl called Jimmy. Yeah, that's exactly. We'll be right back with Dylan Godet of ABC 36 on your side after this train wreck of a first segment that is not my fault at all. That's next here on ESPN Radio, 92.5 1300.
You're welcome.
Cash. Cold. That's what I need.
The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
We are live here at the Burl Brew. On ESPN Radio down here on Manchester Street, it just opened, and I'm telling you what, you look around here, you got all kinds of people who are ready to get some gambling done. And what better person to talk to than our NASCAR gambling expert, from Dylan from ABC 36 on your side. It is Dylan Godet, who gave us several matchup winners the first 2 weeks of the NASCAR season. Dylan, how are you today, sir?
Doing great on this Friday, and I'd love to be out there with you, but I had to call off sick today from work, and it would just not be a good look if I showed up there at the bar this afternoon while also calling off a sick from work.
All right. Well, I know you tried to make it out here, so yeah, let's try. Let's get to your NASCAR picks. How about your before we get started here, your matchups, because those are the ones I look at the most, the matchups for this weekend's race.
Well, we're going with one matchup this week, not as many as usual. The lines are pretty set in stone, and you're really not getting good juice on any of them. But I like Ty Gibbs plus 100 over Joey Logano. Joey Logano, usually pretty good at short tracks like what we have at Phoenix, but the Toyotas performed really well at a test they had with a new tire and new short track racing package. And I think that Ty Gibbs is going to keep up his momentum from last week and perform well here. So good value there, Ty Gibbs plus 100 over Joey Logano.
Gibbs over Logano, your best matchup of the week. Those are the ones I like the most, as we talked about all the time, you and I. One versus one. Getting top fives, top tens, that's kind of tough. Tell us the difference in tracks this week from this week to last week as they're headed out to the West Coast now. Is there anything maybe a handicapper should look for in terms of maybe this week? Do you have a lot of historical data to go with for maybe picking some winners in this race?
You can, and it's a short and a flat track. So if you're looking at some data, a similar track would be Richmond, New Hampshire, also very similar to Phoenix. Gateway, which is in St. Louis, a similar track. And then, of course, Phoenix, where they race that twice a year and also where they race the championship. One thing that is different is this is a new style of car that they're going to be debuting at Phoenix. They ran it originally at the Clash at the Coliseum earlier in the year. So that could also give you some data. I do notice, though, that some books are offering finishing position over-unders, and I do like some of those, starting with Austin Cindric over 22.5. This is one of his worst tracks. He has not performed well here, and I don't think the Fords are going to do too hot, especially not Cindric. Denny Hamlin, he is usually very good at short tracks, which may think, why are you going to go over 9.5? That's because he has not performed well at Phoenix of late, especially the last two spring races, similar style there at Phoenix. He has not finished in the top 10. So Denny Hamlin over 9.5 finishing position. And then Ryan Blaney, one of the better drivers at Phoenix, his over under right now is 5.5. And I like his under. He has finished in the top 3 each of the last 4 races at Phoenix, so you get him at 5.5, and he should qualify well. So I like that. Like that right now, where you can get some positive money on that before qualifying later on this weekend.
Yeah, and remember when you're taking overs or unders in these placements for these NASCAR races, like you say with Blaney, under 5.5, it's just like a number. So whatever place, like if he finishes 3, yeah, that's under 5.5. So a lot of people get confused sometimes. You know, if is it over or under if he finishes better? And it's something I used to kind of mess up with too when it comes to something like this. So you talked about these matchups. Are there any the matchups Gibbs over Logano, the placement? Are there any more placements? We saw this at Caesars. Are there any other maybe books that you see out there that that have kind of a over under matchup like this, or any kind of other top fives or top tens out there for you?
I haven't seen any other books besides Caesars offering the finishing position, okay, at least here in Kentucky. It's been kind of weird. They're like trickling in from all the other books. They have it in different states, just not Kentucky yet. But I do have one more bet. It's Group 3, Chase Briscoe, to win that group at plus 135. He is another driver that performs really well at Phoenix, and he's kind of grouped in with some drivers that are historically not very good at this track. So plus 135, some good value with Group 3 with Chase Briscoe.
Have they qualified yet for this? Is the qualifying already done for this?
They have not qualified yet. They do have a practice coming up later on today at 5 o'clock. So if you want to get some of these in before that practice, because the odds are going to change. Again, anytime there's new data coming in, people are, especially out in Vegas, they're going to put down some money on this. We saw this last week with after qualifying, if you're able to get some of those matchups that we had early in the week before they had qualifying, you would have had some better odds. So that's something to look out for. Practice is today, and then qualifying, which will be big, is tomorrow as well. And one thing on that, if you wanted to place a bet after qualifying tomorrow, Phoenix is a track where if you get the pole position, it means a little bit more than other tracks. So the pit stall, the pole position pit stall, is the first in the line of a really weird looking pit at Phoenix. And drivers that get that first pit stall can get out of the pits much easier, much quicker than other drivers, and it gives them a good advantage, especially on pit stops. So look, whoever takes the pole, you're going to see their odds starting to drop a little bit there tomorrow.
That's inside information, actionable information from our friend Dylan Godet at ABC 36 on your side. He likes Gibbs over Logano in a matchup. I'll be playing that one for sure. Hamlin over 9.5 placement, under 5.5 for Blaney, and group three, look for Briscoe at plus money to take that group. Dylan Godet, our friend, we apologize for a little bit of a crazy little frenzied beginning to the show. We always appreciate it. We wish you could have made it down here today. But, yeah, we are very grateful for your winners in the NASCAR. And as always, my friend, anything else you got? Tell us about your podcast that's going strong right now, too.
Yes, Cloudy with the Chance of Racing had a great guest, a viral meme account on Twitter. We had him as a guest. He's an NFL meme account, but he posted a NASCAR tweet, and NASCAR World has adopted him with open arms, and he's going to a race now. His name on Twitter is Icy Vert. But we had a good interview with him there. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Dennis Dillon. I faded him in that AFC Championship game, and I just want to thank him for giving me the fade, that fading his anti-Patrick Mahomes AFC Championships bet. I just did all the opposite of his and did really well. So thank you, Dennis.
Yes, we would all do very well if we simply did the opposite of what Dead Air Dennis Dillon does, not just in gambling, but in life itself. Dylan Godet of ABC 36 on your side, we thank you so much, my friend. And as always, especially this weekend, may the winners be yours.
Thank you, Brad.
Anytime, buddy. Thank you. That's Dylan Godet, ABC 36 on your side. Coming up after the break, let's look at Kentucky and Tennessee tomorrow. Let's settle in here. We're Jimmy and I, we're sitting here at the Burl Brew. We got a little, I have a nice little pop here in front of me. Jimmy's still drinking out of his dog bowl over there, and that's okay. But the winners, the Missouri Valley Conference unders, are going to set us all to a big bar tab out here today. So, yeah, make sure to tune in as we come back from break. We're going to look at Kentucky-Tennessee tomorrow and some other games for today and tomorrow that we're trying to get ahead of so we can cash some tickets. That's all coming up next. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
I'll tell you a story about the house.
Come on, Brad Taylor, Sports Talk from Andy Kaplan Perspective. Thanks so much for joining us. Live here at the Burl Brew. You're on Manchester Street. We are rolling. We're trying to find some Missouri Valley Conference Championship action here on the televisions. They're rolling in here. They'll all be ready for Dead Air Dennis Dillon coming up here at 3 o'clock on Classic Rock 92.1 as he peeks around the corner to act like he's some special guy or something. You've already ruined half my show. So, no, God, sit back down. Please sit back down. I apologize to the people out there for including him in anything regarding this show because he is the definite show killer when it comes to the bottom line in many ways, more ways than one. As we're here with our good friend Jimmy from the Matthew and Jimmy Show, 10 to noon, excuse me.
Yes.
Jimmy, how we doing on the give us a little Missouri Valley Conference under intake from your perspective.
Well, so far it's been great. Yesterday they were 3 of 4 going to the under in those games, and the fourth that didn't go under, it took double overtime. I believe, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I believe it would have hit easily.
I think
there was
you're right.
No overtime.
We've got a game going on right now. 12 minutes to go in the Missouri Valley. 52-46. That's not even 100 yet. Total here was 150 and a half was the total for the game. So knock on wood, I think we're looking good for another little run.
The updated live over-under is 148 and a half.
So okay. So we're okay. It's sitting pretty right now. But history tells us that we're on the right side. But we got a game tomorrow down in Knoxville. It is Tennessee versus Kentucky. And we look at we all look at Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes is a guy that, well, is he good? against the spread? Well, he is most of the year until we get to March, but we'll talk about that coming up. Tennessee, Rick Barnes, in the history of him at Tennessee, not very good. In the NCAA tournament, he's god-awful against the spread, but we're not in the NCAA tournament. Rick Barnes, 10 games over 500 at Tennessee covering the spread in conference games, right down the middle, 88-88. But when he gets in a spot against Kentucky, he cashes some tickets, 60% against the spread, 12-8. And when he's home against Kentucky, eight times they've played down in Knoxville, 5-3 against the spread. But when he gets to the NCAA tournament, Rick Barnes, not very good. 3-8 against the spread in the tournament, 9-21 if you count his days at Texas. So, yeah, it's not a good time to take Rick Barnes in March in the tournament. People remember last year, oh, they beat Duke last year, the NCAA tournament. Ooh, a big round of 32 game, took down Duke. They played three games in that tournament. They were 1-2 against the spread of that tournament. Of course, losing as a 4.5-point favorite to Florida Atlantic in that tournament, who went on to win the national, to get to the Final Four. And we have a star of the house, Jeff Drummond from Rivals.com has come to the house. He has come to see us live and in person. It's good to see you, my friend. We'll have you we'll have you pull up a microphone here just to say, oh, yes, we will. Come on, just a second. But Cal, in this spot, not good against Rick Barnes, against the spread. Of course, we talked about it. 8-12 against the spread is Rick Barnes, is Cal against Rick Barnes. But it's very kind of telling that he's a road dog in this game. As we've looked at the odds of this game, this line opened 9.5 with Kentucky, an underdog down in Knoxville. Now they're an 8.5-point underdog from our friends at FanDuel. That's the first of the major sports books that have come out with a line in this game. So you've seen the public immediately come in on Kentucky. Is that because they're a blue blood? Is that because Tennessee, maybe this time of year, has ruined a lot of people's brackets? Maybe they've seen Rick Barnes, and they don't want to take him in this time of year themselves. The sharp money, we will see how that's going to come out coming up. But we will also look at the fact that Tennessee, according to our friend Ken Palm, 86-77. That is a 9-point margin. Total, if you do a little math there, 163. I would expect the total here to be a little lower than that, probably around the 160 range. I do not have any numbers in terms of a total right now, but we'd expect around 160. Playing two, wanting to get people to bet the over here. So how are we betting this game? Our friend John Clay, the Lexington Herald leader, says that although Tennessee has the SEC title, this game is huge for Kentucky. Our friend Mark Story from the Herald Leader. Hey, I know he hates it when we reveal who he picks in these games. Of course, he picked Kentucky to win 99-95. That is a lot more than 160 points that we think the line will be. We talk about when two ranked teams get together, how we like to take the home team at a spot like that. You do that over the years, taking two ranked teams, the home favorite, you hit 70% over the years. 555 up, 239 down, including 73% this year, 24-9. Two ranked teams, Kentucky and Tennessee. History says it might be on Tennessee's side here, but the total being 8.5, the spread being 8.5, is something we are looking out for, maybe to go against. So we will have more. We'll have the market kind of dictate where the sharp money's going in this one. As of right now, I'd be looking to take Kentucky the points. Sharp money's already moved this line down a full point. How far down does it go? I don't think it goes down much further, especially we've seen this act before with Kentucky. We saw them earlier this year. They've been in the old unranked trap. They've had four games this year where they've been a road underdog against Kentucky. They are 3-1, both straight up and against the spread in those games. So we'll have a lot more on this game, especially tomorrow morning from a handicapping perspective as we get the weekend line ready tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. There's our we have a friend, Brian, who just walked in to the place here at the Burl Brew. He said he got Kentucky to win the SEC tournament at plus 10,000. Now, I'm not so sure about those numbers, Jimmy, but if you could find Kentucky of plus 10,000, even if you think they're not going to win, look at this.
It's for next season.
Oh, it's for next season. That's why you had us going there, Brian. Maybe it's always good. It's always good to maybe check those out. That's okay, though. May the winners be yours, Brian. We hope you cash, and you'll come down here to the Burl Brew and get us a few pops, if you know what I'm saying. So if you cash that 10,000 to one ticket. I thought that was a little bit out of range,
yeah.
but that's okay. It's all right. 24-25 season. That's all right. So for this game tomorrow, yeah, is it Kentucky or nobody? Maybe so. We talk about we love to lay the points in a spot like this with two ranked teams, but it feels like a lot of points. And Kentucky's history this year says it might be a good spot, despite the fact that over the years, Cal has not done very well in this spot at covering point spreads. But you know what? That's all great. Who cares about tomorrow? We got tickets to cash today, Jimmy.
Yes, we do.
We got tickets. And we've got ranked teams in action. Let's look at today's games from a handicapping perspective. We got two ranked teams going on today. VCU is at number 25, Dayton. Dayton, an 8.5-point favorite. Boise State is at number 21, San Diego State. San Diego State, a 7.5-point favorite. KenPom says, take the underdog of both these games. I'm not going to lay the points in either one of these games because we have plenty of other games today on a conference tournament Friday, that we like from a handicapping perspective. Obviously, our favorite system that we talked about yesterday, we talk about in our book on page 224, as I might have texted it to somebody in this room yesterday, where we talk about the Missouri Valley Conference unders. They are 3-1 this year. Over the years, they are an unbelievable 63%, 111 up and 64 down. We'll take under in every Missouri Valley Conference game today. You know, Jimmy and I are not smart. We'll admit that.
Yeah.
We're not geniuses.
No.
But you know what? If you punch us in the face every day, we're probably going to be able to kind of figure out, you know what? Maybe I should put my hands up.
Maybe I should bob or weave.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. When in Rome, let's do what the Romans do, as they said in Anchorman or whatever that was. Yeah, we're going to take under in every Missouri Valley Conference game until Sunday afternoon's final, no matter what. So that's our spoiler kind of alert for today. And if you're looking for another local team, let's go with Morehead State in this game. They're laying 7.5 at Tennessee Martin. This is a 10:30 start. Jeff Drummond gives us his seal of approval with a thumbs up. Arthur Fonzarelli over there himself giving us the thumbs up. Too bad he can't go over and hit the jukebox and the music starts playing. That's Jeff Drummond for you. Yeah, we're going to lay the 7.5 with Tennessee Martin tonight in the OVC tournament. Is this a game where you want to take a Morehead? KenPom says it's a 6-point margin, but we got the thing that we look at here. It's a trap. Can you believe it's a trap?
It's a trap.
It's a lower ranked team, lower seeded team in this tournament. Morehead is a lower seeded team here. And when you see that in the conference tournaments, those win 59% of the time, Jimmy. The traps, they don't just end when we get to the conference tournaments. They keep going. Lower seeded teams, when they're favored, there's got to be a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got Morehead State over Tennessee Martin tonight. That is another game that we're looking at from a handicapping perspective. But let's flash forward to tomorrow because there's a lot of games tomorrow, and it's going to be a sad day for me, Jimmy, because it's the last real full day of college basketball regular season where you've got over 100 games.
100 games.
You can bet all day long, morning, noon, and night. You can come out here to the Burl Brew. You can get your phone. You can get your apps. You can get set up. You can have all the pops you want. You can have all the food you want. I'm getting some food here after this show's over. I'm looking forward to that. The Burl Brew is the place to come tomorrow. 4:00, game time. Don't forget pregame show here on ESPN Radio. 3:00, Matthew Lawrence, Angelo Carriero, Todd Lanner, and the guys, they'll be on that show. But for games we're looking forward to tomorrow, we always talk about fading the top two. We like to fade the top teams in college basketball. Kansas is at Houston. Houston, your Big 12 regular season champion. Thank God, because we had a lot of futures on them. We re-upped every Monday on them. But Kansas is coming to town. Oh, everybody's down on Kansas. Not a shot for them, right? They don't have a prayer tomorrow, does Kansas? Oh, it's the worst team Kansas has had in years. Third time in 20 years. They're not going to win the Big 12 championship. It's all right. Give us your tired, your poor, your weak. Give us your teams against the top two. If you go against teams ranked number 1 and 2 in the AP poll over the years, 56% of the time you cover the spread with a conference dog. 391 up, 322 down, including 19-16 this year. KenPom says a 9-point margin. I'm getting 9.5. Works for me. Give me Kansas on the road. Getting 9.5 at Houston. Are they good? Yeah. They're number 1 in KenPom. If we're filling our little brackets, our little office pool brackets, yeah, Houston's as good as any team to put out at the end. Am I going to say they're going to win by double digits against Kansas tomorrow? Probably not, even though this is a revenge spot. When Houston went to Kansas earlier this year, Kansas took down Houston Cougars in that game earlier this season. But we'll take Kansas getting the points on the road against Houston tomorrow. Another game we're going to look at, North Carolina and Duke. This basically is for the ACC championship tomorrow. And we've seen this line come out with Duke, a 4.5-point home favorite. No movement in this line so far. Don't really know where the sharp money's going yet. But we do know that when we talk about the same thing with Kentucky and Tennessee, two ranked teams getting together, when you see that over the years, yeah, we just like Kentucky, Tennessee, 70% of the time you got the winner, 73% of the time this year, 24-9. Take the home favorite with two ranked teams getting together and the old lower ranked trap. Ooh, that's another trap, Jimmy. Another trap. Another lower ranked trap. When you see the team that's ranked lower favored over the team that's ranked higher, it's not exactly the unranked trap, but it's the lower ranked trap. You see those over the years. 67% of the time those win, including 10-4 this year. I'm going to lay the chalk of this one tomorrow. I'm going to take Duke laying the points against North Carolina. And, of course, it wouldn't be complete without a trap. A real trap. A real unranked trap tomorrow, and we've got one in Starkville, Mississippi. Mississippi State at home, 19-11, 8-9 in the SEC. Barely going to make the NCAA tournament, right? Maybe. We don't even know. They're playing number 17, South Carolina. A very hard luck loser against the spread the other night against Tennessee. Were you with us on that game?
I was. I feel like that last second dunk should have counted. Looked like it was before the buzzer.
I think we got ripped off. But see, that's the thing. We don't remember the lucky ones.
No.
We don't remember the ones that we got lucky and maybe have benefited from something like that. But you remember the ones where the clock still said 0.1 when the ball's going through the net. Yeah. Those are you remember. That's okay.
Looked like they should have gave it to us.
That's right.
That's what I'm looking at.
And I remember Carl Ravitch on the announcer said, oh, that shot means nothing anyway. Oh, yes, it does,
Carl.
Sir. Oh, yes, it does. Yeah. You could take you and your toupee back to Bristol, Connecticut.
All those people sitting in the lower bowl still in that game that weren't already walking to their car. There's a reason why they were still watching.
By the way, Carl Ravitch had more hair in 1990 than he does today. Just go look it up. He had less hair in 1990 than he does today. Number 17, South Carolina, 24-6, 12-5 in the SEC. Good news for Kentucky for the SEC tournament. Why? Because South Carolina loses this game, Kentucky could get their little beloved double bye into that first round game. But they have to beat Tennessee. That's neither here nor there. KenPom has Mississippi State winning this game by 4 tomorrow. I'm taking the Mississippi State Bulldogs. They're going to be favored in this game, and we're going to lay the little chalk with Mississippi State over South Carolina. So our games for today, of course, we're going with Missouri Valley Conference unders. That's just a given. If you read page 224 of my book, we talk about the Missouri Valley Conference unders, and we're taking Morehead State tonight, laying the points of the OVC, the lower-seeded trap, if you would like to play along. And then we're going to play three games tomorrow that we like. We're going to take Kansas and the points against Houston. We're going to take Mississippi State and the unranked trap against South Carolina. And, of course, we're going to lay the chalk with Duke at home against North Carolina. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies. You can take those bad boys to the desert and smoke them. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break, what did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned Dennis Dillon's a show killer. We knew that to begin with. But we'll make up some more lies and tell you after this. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, on fire.
ESPN Radio, 95, 1300. Thank you, King. Got a text from somebody today, said that it was wrong for me to ask the King, who's been dead for 47 years, for winners at the end of every show. Well, your Todd Lanner's with us from the ESPN pregame show. He'll be coming up tomorrow. And, of course, former Kentucky Wildcat. Is it disrespectful that I ask the King for some winners at the end of every show?
I don't think so at all.
Oh, good. I appreciate that. Yeah.
I mean, I think, you know, he's entitled to his opinion.
That's true.
Regardless of how outdated it might be.
Well, the cheap shots. There's no need for that. This is the first time you've been on my show, and you're immediately giving me cheap shots. I don't appreciate that. All right, let's get to something you know about, allegedly.
Oh,
Kentucky basketball. We talk about this before every game. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're on my side a lot of the times, especially when I pick against Kentucky. And that's okay. I understand because, you know, you have emotional ties. You're a blue blood in every sense of the word. Well, me, I'm just a bitter-to-the-end guy who's just trying to cash some tickets. Kentucky opens a 9.5-point underdog against Tennessee. Sharps have already come in. Now an 8.5-point underdog. Todd Lanner, should I be jumping with the Sharps here and taking this 8.5 with Kentucky?
See, you know, first off, I'm new to this, right? Like, I've only been around the gambling game a short while.
Oh, that's okay.
So I'm still pulled by my heartstrings a tad. So Killer. Pretty hard sometimes. So even when I disagree, it's my heart wanting to disagree, but my pocketbook has learned its lesson from not listening to you over the short time we've been working together this year on these lines. I was going to look to you for a little bit of advice on why that line moved, but I can tell you this. Tennessee, regardless of how good that team is a tough place to go into and win a ball game, right? They have a phenomenal coach. Now they have one of the best players in the country in Dalton Connect. They cause us a couple matchup problems when we talk about analytics. The lineups is, we're a little soft in the paint, should we say. It's going to be a war down there. And I'm a little concerned defensively. Now, obviously, on the offensive end of the ball, we can score at will. Being able to put up 112, 115 points is not much of a tall task for this team when they get going. But defensively, we have quite a bit of trouble stopping guys. And Tennessee's got some guys that can put the ball in the basket. So, irregardless, it's going to be a tough game. I'm already looking ahead to the SEC tournament against this team because if Tennessee does beat us on Saturday, right, how often, and you might not know this off the top of your head, but I'm sure you can give me a guesstimate, how often does a team win three times in a row against the team through a season? So I can tell you from personal experience that it's tough to beat a team three times. So if Tennessee does edge us out down there in Knoxville, Nashville's going to be a different ballgame by the time we get to play them in March. So I personally am going to listen to whatever you do tomorrow.
You see this right here? I drew this on a piece of paper here.
I do. Okay.
It is a straight line right down the middle of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Draw a line in the sand. Do I take Kentucky and the points tomorrow, or do I take the Tennessee / not play it? Because I know there's no way that you could sit there on your phone and punch in, I'm betting on Tennessee against Kentucky. I know it's not in your faculties to do it. So is it a play on Kentucky or a no play? Use your pocketbook, not your brain and your heart, when you say this.
I think that I am going to play it.
You're going to play Kentucky, the points.
No, and I think I'm going to take Tennessee.
Woo! Look at that, ladies and gentlemen. That is a former Kentucky player saying, I don't even want to take Kentucky tomorrow. I'm going to lay the 8.5. I'm going to be honest. I'm shocked by that.
I'm shocked by it myself, but I've learned my lesson. I'm not scared of losing this game, though. I'm okay with losing this game. I don't want to lose this game, but I'm not going to. They're a damn good team. And, again, they're well-coached. Defensively, we have a lot of question marks. I want to see us go in there and compete and fight because I think that by the time we get into March next week – or, I'm sorry, when we get into SEC play next week, it's going to be tough for them to beat us three times. So as long as we come out of there with our chin up and don't get abused, then I'm going to be happy with it, and I'm going to take my lesson and learn it the way that you've taught me, and I'm going to take Tennessee.
Yes or no, SEC tournament. How are they going to win this thing, or are they going to make the finals? That's an easy term.
I think we can make the finals. I think we can win it. I said yesterday that I think that on Allen's show, I think that this team is the most feared by every other team in the field in the SEC tournament because we can score so many points. I mean, it's tough to stop everybody. And we've got, you know, five or six guys that can go for double digits easily. Obviously, Antonio Reeves has been giving us consistent numbers all year, playing like an All-American. So I think this team can win it.
Yeah. One word answer. Elite Eight, yes or no?
Yes.
Todd Lanner, ladies and gentlemen. He is the former Wildcat, and he is joining us here on ESPN Radio. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate all the good stuff you've done for us on the pregame show over the last couple of months. We appreciate very much being on the show.
I appreciate you coming in and leading us in the right direction.
Well, you guys don't follow.
You can lead us to water. You exactly. Can't teach us to drink.
You're going
to
stick your head down in there. You're going to pull it up with your hands. Anyway.
Angelo's the real argument, though.
God,
that's the one you got to win over.
That kid. He is Todd Lanner. We thank him for joining us. We thank all of the good people here at the Burrow Brew. They have been very good. Make sure to tune in to Dennis Dillon, who's about to come on. He is mad at me that I'm about to run over. Now, let me tell you guys my life story before we get to Dennis Dillon. Oh, I can't do that? Okay. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to our friend Jimmy for helping us out here as well. And Sean C. back in the studio. We appreciate it. We'll be back on tomorrow morning with the weekend line at 9 o'clock in the morning. Don't forget, the Burrow Brews come out here tonight. They got all kinds of stuff going on, pool games going on, and all the conference tournaments and basketball tomorrow. So until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
Jack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.